The following program, the Rewind Sports 60, is sponsored by Jerry Riles and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
The Rewind Sports 60. From the city of big shoulders, the jewel of the Midwest, comes a sports show that's one of a kind. From iconic players to iconic stadiums to iconic teams, this is my kind of town.
Chicago!
Rewind Sports 60 is my kind of show. From Air Jordan to Sweetness to Papa Bear Hallis, this city works hard but plays even harder. Danny Carlino and Jerry Riles bring you the Rewind Sports 60. Live. The Rewind Sports 60 starts now.
Yes, we can.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, let me get that up right there. There you go. Boom. You got it, Marty?
Yeah, all set.
Let me bring that down a little bit there. Airline traffic control here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rewind Sports 60. We're broadcasting from the illustrious studios of WCPT, 820 AM in the beautiful, beautiful city of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another edition of the Rewind Sports 60. Yours truly, Jerry Riles. And let's get right down to our esteemed panel here. He could be unhosted, as you all know, over there on the south side or on the north side. He could be in Wrigleyville. He could be in Old Town. He could be in Hyde Park. He could be in Beverly. Fuck, ladies and gentlemen, he could be all the way out in Oak Brook or Oak Lawn. Or maybe he could be in Schaumburg, LaGrange, Evanston, Skokie. I tell you what, he could be in Zion, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen, for all we know. But I got to tell you, he's right here in the studios of WCPT. On the north side, Jefferson Park. Ladies and gentlemen, you love him. He's the one. He's the only. He's the man on the street. He's Marty B. What's up, Marty?
Hey, good afternoon, Jerry. Great to be here. But today I'm in the studio.
You certainly are in the studio, man. And we're ready to rock and roll and see what's on your agenda for the fastest hour in sports conversation here at WCPT. Want you to be a part of. We're looking forward to hearing everything that you have to share with our listening audience here, Marty B. But there's a lot in store, a lot to talk about, and we'll get right to it. There's no question about it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a part of this fabulous show, only thing you have to do is just give us a call, 773-763-9278, 773-763, WCPT. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot in store, and we got some giveaways. So we want you to be a part of what we're doing. We got some tickets that we're going to be giving away, ladies and gentlemen. You got to keep locked in. We got a great show on tap. A lot of baseball conversation, but we're going to get things started off regarding our Chicago Bears. And I got to say this, Marty B. I don't know how much football you had a chance to watch today, being week one of the 2019 National Football League regular season getting underway. I don't know how much football you had to watch. But I got to tell you, there are two teams prior to the season getting underway, two teams that, especially Vegas, well, they certainly didn't want to see them in the Super Bowl, but the odds are in favor of two teams that a lot of people say, hey, you could see them in the Super Bowl. One being our beloved Chicago Bears, and we know what happened there on Thursday night. The other, and I'm just realizing this. I'm just realizing this. They're both by the lake. And now they can share the tag of mistake by the lake. The Cleveland Browns, boy, they got it handed to them today.
On the shores of Lake Erie.
They got it handed to them today. Two teams by the lake, the mistake by the lake. The Bears and the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield, for all that hooting and hollering and, you know, all this flexing of the muscles and Odell Beckham Jr., everybody said, hey, Cleveland's the team. They got it handed to them. They got it handed to them. Unbelievable. But it's been a great, and football continues to go on, Sunday Night Football as well. But it's been, I just said great, but I don't know if it's been great. Sunday's been great. Today has been great as far as some of the games have been taking place. I'm sure a lot of you guys are watching the Red Zone or watching particular games. Of course, with the volume down and you're listening to the Rewind Sports 60 with yours truly, Jerry Riles and Marty B., the man on the street. Gabe Salgado with TR60. Scoreboard update coming up at the bottom and the top of the hour before we're out of here. But some good football games, a lot of penalties, and a lot of extracurricular activity taking place in some of these games today as far as these oppositions are concerned. But the one thing I learned, this is also what I learned as well, and if you want to join in again, 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. I figured it out. Since Matt Nagy didn't want any of his starters to get hurt, therefore he didn't play him in the preseason at all, he's just basically using the first few games of the regular season as preseason games. That's what he's doing, Marty B.
I certainly hope not, Jerry, but from the first game, that you give every evidence of that.
Yeah.
Well, I pray to God that he doesn't take that same approach in the second game.
Well, you know what? I don't know. He's got 10 days to prepare for Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos. 10 days to prepare for that. But, of course, they have to go to Denver and play in that atmosphere and play amongst those fans. And they looked not well-conditioned in the Green Bay game on Thursday night. They looked a little bit gassed late in that game, late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. What do you think they're going to feel like going up to Denver Mile High Stadium and playing there?
I'm worried. Yeah, very definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me, when I've been out there running conventions, my God, and I'm in fairly decent shape, I'm winded a lot of the time.
Yeah,
And Vic, I'm not even playing a sport.
Exactly. Vic Fangio is going to he's gonna keep those guys gasping for air because they're going to run a lot of no-huddle offense. They're going to keep the Bears guessing. And you know how it is when you just said the way it affected you. They're going to be up there, and by the time the third quarter, late in the third quarter, the fourth quarter, they're going to be gassed. And then Vic Fangio and the offense, they're just going to, boom, take care of business. Hey, we got one of our favorite guys on the phone line calling all the way from Vegas, Las Vegas, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, he's always a friend of the program. He's always a part of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, you love him. He is our man. He's Kelly Lee Williams! What's up, Kelly?
Hello, Kelly.
Jerry, Marty B., I am looking at you both right now on the Rewind Sports 60 feed and talking to you on the phone, and I couldn't be happier, gentlemen. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday to you as well, Kelly Lee Williams. And, you know, short time. It's the fastest hour in sports conversations. You certainly know that. But your thoughts on what happened on Thursday against the Green Bay Packers here at home, Soldier Field, the Bears, embarrassment. They fall 10-3. What were your thoughts after you watching that game?
Jerry, after watching that game, after looking at it, I'm thinking, you know what? Matt Nagy, the coach, is in love with his play calling. He's in love with himself. Because I think he may be another – if he's not careful, he'll turn into another Chip Kelly. David Montgomery, the rookie running back, he didn't even get 10 carries. He should have 15 carries on the books easy in the first game, ready to go. How many did he have? Five? Less than five? That's a coaching problem. That is right in the heart of a coaching problem. You run that guy 15 times, they're not losing 10-3, okay? They're going to control the ball. Mr. Pisky's not going to think about winning the game on his own, which he can't. And he tried anyway, but he can't. Jerry, what do you think, man? It's on Matt Nagy. The play calling was terrible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was horrendous. And, you know, that was the problem when they had Jordan Howard. Supposedly, he didn't like Jordan Howard. And Jordan Howard, as you well know, when he was suited up as a Bear, he was one of the top three running backs in the National Football League. He was able to gain yardage for this Bears football team whenever they gave him the rock. But for whatever reason, Matt Nagy didn't want to give it to him. And supposedly they clashed. He didn't like him. Okay, fine. You got rid of this guy. You bring in your guy. And like you said, you don't even give this guy. You gave him I think he got the rock for six carries for something like 15 yards or something of that nature. Yeah, you let this guy who barely can. Kelly. You and I could quarterback better than this guy, Mitch Trubisky. And I like Mitch. I like him. But Don't give him the ball to throw 45 times, and you're going to run the rock 12 times. Don't do it.
This is not the guy to throw 45 times. This is not the man. They didn't pick. Why are they doing this with Mitch Trubisky? They didn't pick him for that, did they? This is not how this offense is supposed to roll.
Yes, they did. They chose him because they felt he was smart. He's athletic. He can adjust to the league despite only playing 13 games in North Carolina as a starter. They figure, hey, this guy, he can get the job done. If he gets into trouble, he can run the rock. He can keep the offense flowing. And he has shown signs of that. He's shown shades of that. But he hasn't developed into a top-tier quarterback. And he's not going to be able to lead this team.
He's not going to be able to lead this team. They're going to go back into the draft, and they're going to have to get another quarterback, or they're going to have to trade for one. Because Mitchell Trubisky and Matt Nagy, this is not going to be – it doesn't look like it's going to be – I'm hoping I'm wrong, Jerry. We're Bears fans. We're hoping we're wrong. But from what the eye test says, this is not working if you don't run the running back. Man, Jerry, thank you, brother. I love you, and I just wanted to let you know, we are going to be – Rewind Sports 60 West. When you get all big and stuff, we're going to connect it. We're going to be me and you. I'm going to be out here doing your West thing. Just like ESPN, Rewind Sports 60 West, baby. Let's look for it.
I love it. I love it. And you know what, Kelly? I do appreciate you and love you and respect you and everything, but my wife would kind of like differ. She said she probably already looked at me and say, you're getting bigger already. So I got to cut down and put the fork down, as they say. But I love what you say, man, and keep doing what you're doing out there. And we certainly love to hear from you every single Sunday when we're here at WCPT. Take care, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kelly. Thank you, brother. You have a great day.
Hey, Marty got something before we take a break.
Kelly.
Marty, what's up, Marty B?
Okay. Kelly, you know what respect I have for your sports perspective. What do you think is going to unfold for the Cubs now in the next couple of weeks?
The Cubs are in trouble, Marty B. The Cubs are in trouble. Craig Kimball is in a DL. Javi Baez has a fractured thumb. I mean, the pitching staff has been shaky, and the Brewers has now started to beat up on the pitching. If they're not careful, they can end up in third place in this and out of the playoffs. I'm very worried, Marty. I'm really hoping that things turn around, but it's not looking good for the Cubs right now.
Not looking good at all. Kelly Lee Williams, you're the best. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Bye, Kelly.
Thank you, sir. Catch me out. Las Vegas, baby. Yeah.
You got it, baby. Hey, folks, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. This is the Rewind Sports 60, yours truly, Jerry Riles, along with the man on the street, Marty B. When we come back, we will talk about the Cubs. We will talk about the Brewers. We will talk about what happened this weekend up at Miller Park and what's going on with this Cubs baseball team, folks. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I might be wrong. There may be a one-game playoff as far as the wild card is concerned. I don't even see it happening the way this team is going south. No question about it. If you got something to say about it, you got a comment, you disagree, our number here is 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. You've got the Rewind. Lock it in.
It's the end of the quarter. Time for a break in the action. The hottest sports panel in Chicago will get back to the fast-paced action, streaming live on Facebook Live. We're back at it after this quick timeout, so don't you dare touch that iPhone, Android, iPad, Mac, or PC. Lock it in.
The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. Stop by 287 East Dundee Road in Wheeling or 8170 Golf Road in Niles for all your wine and spirits needs. The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. And remember, tell Marcel and Tom in Wheeling that the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop in and say hello. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift. The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by Serranello's Ristorante Italiano. Inspired by his travels and passion for Italy's culture, executive chef Michael Bonner has created a broad menu of Italian fare, utilizing the freshest ingredients to create the fullest flavors to bring homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish dishes to the table. Feel the energy while dining in a casual and rustic setting. Dine at natural reclaimed wood tables surrounded by inviting darker woods, exposed brick beams, subtle filament lighting, and accented with muted chocolate and caramel tones throughout. An impressive 50-foot bar lines an entire wall with seating for all. The perfect place to relax,
eat and drink with their family and friends. Serenello's Restaurante Italiano is located at 601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. Tell them the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop by. The Rewind Sports 60 is sponsored by Bazaar World. Stop by Bazaar World in Niles, celebrating their grand opening with a huge sale. Hats, gloves, belts, rings, bracelets, necklaces, and much, much more. The largest jewelry and accessory store in the Chicagoland area. Bazaar World, located at 8526 West Golf Road in Niles, near the corner of Milwaukee and Golf. Bazaar World in Niles. Stop in and say hello to Alex. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift.
If it's Chicago sports you want, you're in the right place.
Hello, Chicago!
The Rewind Sports 60.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60 Live with the best sports panel in Chicago. Lock it in.
You cannot say that you're gonna win, you know, today, because I think every team go out every day, every night to win games. But you don't control that. Sometimes you play a good baseball game and you lost. Sometimes you play a bad baseball game and you win. So, but what we have to do is go out there and do our best, play the game the right way, do the little things, play a little bit better, and see what happens.
That's Yomel Sanchez of your Chicago White Sox. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60. Yours truly, Jerry Riles, along with the man on the street, Marty B. And, of course, we'll be talking with Dan Marvelous Marvel on our TR60 hotline. He's up at Miller Park. He took in that debacle as far as the Cubs and the Brewers are concerned. But before we bring on the Marvelous one, let's go back out to the phone lines. Ed on the north side is calling. He wants to talk some Bears football. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
How you doing, Jerry? I talked to you the other day on Joan Esposito's show.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. That was fabulous, brother. And I think your call was on point as far as this Bears football team is concerned. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that a fella from Las Vegas made a good point that Mr. Nagy's in love with himself. But I'll even go further than that. Mm. I think this whole Chicago Bear team is in love with themselves, and they're dreaming about winning the Super Bowl. And if I was to give them some advice, I'd forget all about the Super Bowl. You better start thinking about every Sunday, because the NFL is warfare, my friend.
You know, it absolutely is warfare. And this schedule that the Bears have is going to be murderous row. They better hope that they can get out of that Denver game. That's not going to be an easy game for them. And then on the Monday night game, they go to Washington. Adrian Peterson did not suit up today. He did not suit up today in week one of the National Football League, and he's totally healthy. So I don't know what's going on with that Washington Redskins situation there. But if he's healthy and he's ready to go and he faces that Bear team on Monday night, it's not going to be easy sledding for this football team.
That's what I'm saying. Every Sunday is going to be a war. They better forget about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. Hey, and Baker Mayfield, I'm sick of him. I didn't see him take a beer can and bite into it and chug it that way. I didn't see that happen today, did it?
Yeah.
Three interceptions.
Yeah, they played Cincinnati today, didn't they?
No.
Who'd they play?
I don't know. I don't even know who they played. It was so bad.
Yeah, but
I can't even remember.
They sure got beat, and they were talking about Cleveland was going to win that division.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was ridiculous. The two hot teams as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, and they both in Bears.
Anything? I'll tell you the truth.
Tennessee. It was the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry. It was the Tennessee Titans. Thanks, Devin. It was the Tennessee Titans. Let me tell you something real quick. I don't know how you watch football in your man cave or I got the Hall of Fame room, but I had several monitors going, but I got the red zone. It's the first time I really used the red zone, because I don't normally use the red zone. I like to watch the football game. The red zone was jumping all over the place, Ed. It was unbelievable. I'm like, look at this. There's a play here. There's a play there. It's like the man on the street. He was everywhere. These games were everywhere. It was pretty good. I love it. I'm happy for Sunday football to be here again.
Can I tell you something, Jerry? You won't believe what I'm going to say.
What's that?
I don't watch football. I listen to it on the radio, I swear. I had a big argument with Comcast TV, so I'm listening to everything on radio now.
Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Hey, no, it is something, but if you enjoy the commentary and what's going on, it's a beautiful thing, brother. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, we got to run. It's the fastest hour in sports conversation. Thanks, buddy. We go back out to the phone lines. Chris is on the hotline. What's up, Chris? How are you? What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh,
Well, in the lack of support, a lack of reporting for college football, except for Notre Dame, you know, in the Chicago marketplace. I'm Big Ten. I graduated from Wisconsin in '73, and I really resent, frankly, that we don't get that. The fact that the Badgers get no respect, Badgers get very little play, and you know, the Big Ten itself, you know, the college foot, you know, with you know, who, and frankly, I have two favorite teams: the Wisconsin Badgers and whoever plays Notre Dame.
Hey, let me tell you something, Chris. A lot of people feel the same way you do. They support
the most overhyped team in the country.
Yeah.
They play every they will not play a tough team on the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything gets, you know, given for them. You know, anyway, I won't go rant about that. But I will rant about, as I said, the lack of coverage of college sports, you know, in the Chicago marketplace. Mm. I mean, let's face it. The White Sox, you know, they're nothing. The Cubs are going.
Well, wait a minute. Chris, yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Take it easy.
Okay,
take it easy. Relax. Take it easy. I'm going to talk you off the ledge. The White Sox are in a rebuilding period, so you expect this from them. So
The Cubs have been in a rebuilding period for about, 50 years.
Yeah, the Cubs were in a rebuilding since 1908. But they finally got there. The White Sox, they've been there. They had a shuffling of the chairs on the deck there, and now they're in a good process. You talk about the White Sox. I don't think Ricky Renteria is the guy, and I like Ricky. But that's where you took us. I like Ricky Renteria, but I don't think he's the guy to get the White Sox from point A to B. He's not Doug Collins. We need to Phil Jackson to come in. What's you talking about more about Wisconsin, Big Ten football?
I'm talking about college football in general. Yeah. And, you know, and like the Big Ten. I mean, let's face it, we got Northwestern, you know, it's a Big Ten team. You've got Wisconsin that's about 130 miles away.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've got, you know, Illinois, which is, I don't know how many miles from Chicago, but whatever.
167, something like that.
Yeah. You know, so you've got this area, but yet we get very little play about that. You know, again, as I said, we get, you know, so much on, I mean, the Cubs, you know, they're going into their annual, you know, fall swan.
Right, dive.
Right. You know, the Bears, again, are like always overhyped. And, you know, can't wait to pretty soon we're going to be talking about how great, the Bulls and the Blackhawks are. But, again, I think college sports is one of the more exciting things out there.
Yeah.
And, again, it gets very, very, very little play here, you know, in the Chicago marketplace, which I think is nuts.
Well, I mean, and, you know, Chris, thank you so much and keep listening. We appreciate you jumping on the line. The one reason college sports is not as popular and college football is not as popular here, in my opinion, here in the Chicagoland area, first of all, you got to look at the teams that we have. We got Northwestern over there in Evanston, and we know, and Pat, I love you. I love everybody, to be honest with you. But I love Pat Fitzgerald, homegrown product, played over there, got to the Rose Bowl, the whole nine yards, great guy, did as much as he could for that program, but it's still Northwestern. And for whatever reason, and they talk about the intellect that goes there and, hey, this is more of a prestigious, this is a Midwest Ivy League school. Hey, you know what? There's some other schools out there. Stanford, it's not chopped liver, all right? They make a run at it every now and then. There are some schools out there that's got some great athletes and some great intellectual student athletes. So I don't want to hear that anymore. You're supposed to be Chicago's team? Well, act like it. Well, maybe they are acting like it because our teams are spiraling down out of control. Look at the Cubs. But again, if you're Chicago's team, act like a champion. And not just one every blue moon. That's the Cubs formula. I'm talking about be a champion consistently. And Lovie Smith, down there in Champaign, I love you too, but you're on the hot seat. But congratulations to your team. What, did they beat Connecticut yesterday?
Yes, sir.
They were losing 13-0. And Lovie Smith and Brandon Peters and the guys said, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get to work. And the fighting Illini, 2-0. So, hey, Chris, these guys are trying to do it. Some of these teams are trying to do it. Wisconsin, I like Wisconsin. I really do. They were in the Big Ten title game, a couple years ago or whatever, in Indianapolis? Sure. Wisconsin. And they look out for them this year as well. Look out for the Badgers. They got that kid, that running back up there. He's projected to do pretty well. So the reason you don't get as much college play, in my opinion, here in the Chicagoland area, the Chicagoland market, is because of the professional teams that you have. We got five professional teams, regardless of how well they do or how bad they are. That's the focus as far as this market is concerned. So when you talk about college football, and I'm with you, Chris. I'm with you. I'm not a Notre Dame guy. I fell off the Notre Dame bandwagon when they got that NBC television package years and years ago. Eric Parsegian, I loved him. He's awesome. That guy was fantastic. Joe Montana, these guys. Joe Theismann, they were getting it done. They were getting it done. And then they got that television package with NBC. And to me, that show, hey, we're arrogant. We're Notre Dame. They were way ahead of the curve, that's for sure. But they were like, hey, we're Notre Dame. We stick our chests out. We are Notre Dame. We are the Rewind Sports 60. We're late for a TR60 scoreboard update. Dan, Marvelous Marver. Hey, man, we're going to call you back because you're up in Miller Park. Took in that Cub game. The Cubs fall to the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 8-5. The second weekend in a row, the Brewers have handled business and taken care of the Chicago Cubs. I told you guys, Craig Counsell, he's outmanaging Joe Maddon. He's outmanaging him. You just have to watch the games and watch what Craig Counsell is doing. He's just outmanaging him. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, he's got this guy. He's got this guy named Christian Yelich.
Oh.
Is he on base again? Is he on base? Is this like the 100th time this weekend he's been on base? He's been kicking the hell out of the Cubs. Christian Yelich. I'm yelling because of Christian Yelich. Unbelievable. Folks, when we come back, so Marvelous One, we'll talk to you before we get out of here, okay? When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got some tickets we're going to give away. We want you to receive these tickets. But we're going to be talking to a legend. I love this guy. I'm in love with people today, Marty B. Maybe it's because you and I rode in together. But I'm just in love with people. But this guy, seriously.
The world loves me, Jerry, and I love him back, and it's just rubbing off on you.
It's just rubbing off, man. This guy, when we come back, I got to tell you, light up the phone, 773-763-9278, 773-763-9278, WCPT. This guy's a blast from the past, and the team that he played on, man, woo! Cub fans may not want to hear from him, but lock it in. Gabe Salgado, TR60 scoreboard update. Take it away, buddy.
TR60 sports update.
From Guaranteed Rate Field is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation. Thanks to RBI singles from James McCann, Yolmer Sanchez, and Ryan Cordell, along with home runs from Jose Abreu and Danny Mendick, the White Sox defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 5-1 on Sunday and avoid getting swept in the series. The White Sox overcame a rough start by Dylan Cease, who lasted just 3 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 5 walks, and threw a wild pitch. And after the game, White Sox interim manager Joe McEwing talked about how he nearly pulled Cease from the game in the second inning.
Well, Coop and I were having a conversation on the bench, and I said, if he doesn't get this guy, we're going to get him. I mean, we had two guys going. We had Cordero and Osich going at the time. Coop said, you know, go out and talk to him. So when I went out, I said, what do you got? I said, what do you got? He goes, I got this.
The Southsiders are off on Monday before welcoming the Kansas City Royals to Guaranteed Rate Field on Tuesday. The Cubs squandered a 3-1 lead in Milwaukee and wind up falling to the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5. They lose 3 out of 4 in that series. The Cubs are now 4 games behind the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central Division, and they hang on to the second wildcard spot in the National League by just a game and a half with the Arizona Diamondbacks hot on their tails. Did Matt Nagy do the right thing by benching the starters in the preseason? That's what fans are asking after the Bears' offense looked flat in a 10-3 loss to the Green Bay Packers in the season opener this past Thursday night. The Bears are now off until next Sunday, where they'll hit the road to take on the Denver Broncos, who are now coached by last year's defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. In this weekend's college football action, Illinois took to the East Coast and defeated Connecticut 31-23 for their first non-conference road win since 2007, while Northern Illinois loses at Utah 35-17 for their first loss of the year. This update is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, MEF, empowering the next generation of leaders. And don't forget to sign up for the Monster 5K Run and Walk this fall. Go to monstereducationfoundation.org to learn more. I'm Gabe Salgado for the Rewind Sports 60 and WCPT 820 Chicago.
It's the end of the quarter. Time for a break in the action. The hottest sports panel in Chicago will get back to the fast-paced action, streaming live on Facebook Live. We're back at it after this quick timeout, so don't you dare touch that iPhone, Android, iPad, Mac, or PC. Lock it in.
The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by Serranello's Ristorante Italiano. Inspired by his travels and passion for Italy's culture, executive chef Michael Bonner has created a broad menu of Italian fare, utilizing the freshest ingredients to create the fullest flavors to bring homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish dishes to the table. Feel the energy while dining in a casual and rustic setting. Dine at natural reclaimed wood tables surrounded by inviting darker woods, exposed brick beams, subtle filament lighting, and accented with muted chocolate and caramel tones throughout. An impressive 50-foot bar lines an entire wall with seating for all. The perfect place to relax, eat, and drink with your family and friends. Serenello's Ristorante Italiano is located at 601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. Tell them the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop by. The Rewind Sports 60 is sponsored by Bazaar World. Stop by Bazaar World in Niles, celebrating their grand opening with a huge sale. Hats, gloves, belts, rings, bracelets, necklaces, and much, much more. The largest jewelry and accessory store in the Chicagoland area. Bazaar World, located at 8526 West Golf Road in Niles, near the corner of Milwaukee and Golf. Bazaar World in Niles. Stop in and say hello to Alex. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift. The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. Stop by 287 East Dundee Road in Wheeling or 8170 Golf Road in Niles for all your wine and spirits needs. The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. And remember, tell Marcel and Tom in Wheeling that the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop in and say hello. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift.
If it's Chicago sports you want, you're in the right place.
Hello, Chicago!
The Rewind Sports 60.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60 live with the best sports panel in Chicago. Lock it in.
Call your sons, call your daughters, call your friends, call your neighbors.
Call them up right now. Tell them to tune in to the Rewind Sports 60 right here at WCPT 820 AM on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. You want to be a part of the conversation, give us a ring. I keep telling you, we're giving away some tickets right here. I got them right here. You see? I got some tickets. We're giving away. We got an event coming up next week. Call me, 773-763-9278, 773-763-9278, that's 773-763-WCPT. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased, let me get rid of this, I'm pleased and honored to introduce and have him be a part of the Rewind Sports 60. I grew up watching this guy play, getting on the bump on the left coast. Incidentally, the man on the street is in studio, Marty B. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Dan, the Marvelous Marver, before we're out of here. But, Marty B., you can attest to this. This guy, when he took the bump on the left coast, first of all, you probably needed sunglasses or whatever because the uniforms that they were wearing. Whoa! This is in the 70s we're talking about, too. This is in the 70s. Disco and all this stuff. This guy would take the bump. And it was over. It was lights out. Dandy Don Meredith. He was probably playing back then with the Dallas Cowboys at the time. Or maybe just retired. When this guy took the bump, turn out the lights, the party's over. Ladies and gentlemen, six-time All-Star, 1971, 75, 77, 78, 80, and 81. Three-time World Series champion, 72, 73, 74. AL MVP in 1971. AL Cy Young Award winner in 1971. AL ERA leader, 1971. He pitched a no-hitter on September 21st, 1990. Pitched a combined no-hitter on September 28, 1975. He finished with an overall mark of 209 victories against 161 losses. His ERA, a mere 3.27 with 2,175 strikeouts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased to welcome on our TRS 60 hotline, the Rewind Sports 60, none other than number 35, Mr. Vida Blue of the Oakland Athletics. Vida Blue, how are you? Mr. Blue, how are you?
How you doing, sir? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. And I got to tell you, when my good friend of Autograph One, Steve Gassman. Say, hey, listen, you wanna talk with a living legend? You wanna talk to a ace who really got the job done? I go, who are you talking about, man? Come on. He goes, the great Vital Blue. I go, who? Vital what? I said, don't play with me, man. I said, don't do it. He said, Vital Blue is coming to town. He wants to talk to you. It is an honor and a pleasure.
I'll be in town next weekend on the 14th. We're gonna the Chicago All-Star Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be at Impact Field in Rosemont, Illinois. So I don't know how I got invited to this. It says Chicago All-Stars Challenge, but I'm a part of it. I'm real good friends with Fergie Jakes, who's going to be there, along with Bill Matlock, Ozzie Guillen, Jack McDowell, Frank Thomas, Carlos Zambrano, Cliff Floyd, Jermaine Dye. So I'm sure you have a list in front of you. I just got a couple of names that I remember from my cheat sheet, but I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to raise money for the Gastrointestinal Research Foundation. That's what my notes tell me. So looking forward to it, and I've been in Chicago for a while, and it's always been one of my favorite cities, man.
You know what, and it's home to you as well, because what you've been able to do in the game of baseball and the trend that you and the Oakland A's baseball team set back in the 70s, but some of the other notable names that are going to be taking part in this Chicago All-Star Challenge, again, on Saturday, September 14th, over at Impact Field in Rosemont. Tickets are still available. You can call the Rewind Sports 60 now. Our number is 773-763-9278. We got two pairs of tickets to give away. But Lance Briggs, former Chicago Bears, supposed to be on hand. Chris Chelios of the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. Joe Creedy, Jermaine Dye. You mentioned Cliff Floyd, Ozzie Guillen, Fergie. Scott Podsednik, Daryl Sutter, Frank Thomas, Carlos Zambrano, and many, many more. And, of course, the great Vita Blue will be on hand for a great cause, a great fundraiser. And I believe the temperatures are supposed to be pretty nice when you get to town next week, Vita. So it should be a great weekend.
I'll be loving it, man. I'm looking forward to some nice, cool Chicago weather and some nice Chicago fans. I got a little part of what you were talking about before we got on, and did the Brewers beat the Cubs again?
They beat them again like a drum, Vita. They beat them like a drum. The Cubs are fizzling. They're fading. They're fading. What can you say about this this Cub baseball team? You know, here's the deal. And a lot of Cub fans are beside themselves. They're losing their minds because this team was meant to win multiple championships. But I always told people when they were even going through the rebuilding process, when Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, and they took over in the Ricketts and everything, they promised that the Cub fan base that they were going to bring a World Series championship here, and they certainly did that. But I said, this team is going to be just like the Atlanta Braves of the 90s when they won one championship, but Bobby Cox always had that team in the playoffs and a division winning. I think this Cubs baseball team is almost mirror image of what's going on, what happened back then. What do you think?
Yeah, well, the Braves, they won 14 divisional titles in a row, didn't they? One championship?
Yeah, the Cubs not going to be that lucky.
That's not going to get it done. Of course, anytime you make the playoff, that's a big thing, but you got to take that next step and win it all, man. You got to bring the bacon home. You got to win that whole thing. But I'm an ambassador for the Giants out here in San Francisco, but mm-hmm. the Cubs would be the second last week in our fathers. They're so intriguing, and I already mentioned that Joe Maddon got outmanaged by who's the manager for Milwaukee?
Craig Counsell. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Hey, oh, man. Come on, man. That's cold, man.
No, he did get outmanaged. He got outmanaged by him last week when they were at Wrigley, and he got outmanaged with them again. And then Christian Yelich.
Man.
Hey, listen, Vita, Christian Yelich, he's been on the base 100 times in this series, man. He every time I look up, he's on base.
So he's just one of those guys that he's a cup beater.
He certainly is beating them. He's beating the living crap out of them, Vita, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, but anyway, listen, next weekend I'm looking forward to getting out there to play. I don't play a lot of softball. I play more golf than I do softball. But it should be a fun time. It should be entertaining time. And we're raising money for a good cause.
Yeah, we certainly are. And we also, I'm showing a bat right now. Steve Gassman. Listen, you know Steve Gassman, right? The guy autographed one. He's fantastic. I love him to death. I'm loving everybody today. I love him to death. But the guy comes in here and tries to tell me how to do my show. He tells me, hey, Jerry, so this is when you want to give the tickets away. Now hold up the bat. Now put the hat on. I go, hey, Steve, I know how to do this. I've been doing it for a few years, man. I know what to do. It's okay.
That's not your first rodeo.
Exactly. Tell him, man. So I'm looking at the bet that is going to be available for the winner of the Home Run Derby Championship that's coming up again. this weekend over at Impact Field. It's a great looking bat. It's an is this an aluminum bat?
No.
It's not an aluminum bat.
No.
But this is one of those new tier players. But this is a bat. Jermaine Dye won it last year. But this is a nice bat, my good friend. So I think for you, it's just going to be fantastic just to get around some of your peers and some of your colleagues, and you guys can reminisce about, you know, the days back in the day, so to speak. But
oh, yeah, it's always fun. You know, guys give up their time for a worthwhile cause, and that's the other thing that happens. We get together and BS a little bit with each other. But for me, as a pitcher, I see some of these guys, and they say, hey, remember that home run I hit off? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
You know,
as far as my recollection, I struck him out twice with the bases loaded, but I don't remember that home run he hit, you know?
Yeah, hey, the stories always change over the years. There's no question about it. But the one thing I wanted to ask you before we let you go, and I appreciate you spending some time, and maybe we can try to get you over here. When do you leave out of town next week after? Because everything's taking place on Saturday the 14th. Is there a way to...
I got to get back to the left coast on Sunday morning. I have an early flight out, man. I'm trying to get back to do a fundraiser for a golf tournament for the fallen heroes out here in the Sacramento area.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. God bless you for sure. Before I let you go, one thing I wanted to ask you about, because the team that you played on, those Oakland A's, I mean, those were some characters, and that was a young Reggie Jackson on that Oakland A's team. But I want you to tell me what it was like to wear all those different, this was so impressive, all the different uniforms that the Oakland A's had. Charlie Finley, you guys had uniforms for every single day of the week. It was unbelievable, whether it was the yellow tops and the white bottoms and the green tops and the yellow bottoms, or the all white on Sundays. Talk about the array, because it was different. That was different back then during that time. Talk about the uniform situation.
Yeah, well, they were yellow. They were, Charlie Finley called them Fort Knox Gold. He called the green Kelly Green. You know, he was Irish. And he called a white wedding gown white because we're only wore those on Sunday if we were going to be on national television. But in the 1974 All-Star Game, I think there were six of us that went to Milwaukee to play in that All-Star Game in 74. And I think I wore the gold top and gold pants. Mm. Somebody wore the green top and green pants. And a couple of guys wore the white tops and white pants. And a couple of guys mixed and matched, as you just referred to. But
yeah,
it was cool, man. It was so much fun. You know, the base colors were gray on the road and white at home. And Mr. Finley took it to another level. Of course, you forgot to mention the white shoes. We had white shoes before Joe Namath had white shoes. So
we
were styling, man. It was so much fun. But the key to the whole thing was, we played together as a team. I was lucky to be there at the right time with a great supporting cast. You mentioned Reggie, Joe Rudy, Sal Bando, Gene Tennis, Dick Green, Bert Campanaris. And you got to go up and down the line, man. We just played good, solid baseball, and we played team ball. There was no I in what we were doing every day. We just went to work. We were like a blue-collar team representing a blue-collar city like Oakland.
And you know what? And I thank you, man. You said it perfectly well, and you're absolutely right. Most of the kids, I was a young buck around that time, maybe like 10, 11, 12 years of age, and we saw the Oakland A's come out in a different... We had to tune in to watch whenever we could. Of course, we didn't have, you know, cable and all that stuff, but whenever the A's were on, we had to watch because why? What uniforms were the Oakland A's going to be sporting on this particular day, man? And it was... And you talk about the white shoes, man. We, as kids, I know kids that had the black spikes. They got the white paint, shoe paint, and painted their shoes white so that they can be like the Oakland A's. Hey, Vita Blue.
You know, a big part of my golfing attire, I always wear white shoes. For some reason, I feel comfortable wearing white golf spikes. Not the two-tones, not the black and white, the all-white wingtips, man, the classics. So that's my attire, and I always wear blue. When I wear blue on the golf course, I'm coming to take your money, baby.
There you go, baby. Hey, Vita Blue, you're the best, man. Good luck, and hope to see you next week here in town over at Impact Field for a great charitable cause. Keep up the good work, and don't be a stranger to the Rewind Sports 60, brother. You're part of the family now, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. You have a number anytime. Just call up, and I'll be there.
I love it, brother. Hey, Vita Blue, take care, man. We'll be in contact.
Later, Jerry. Thanks a lot, bro.
Take care, man. Ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep coming. This is the fastest hour in sports conversation, the Rewind Sports 60. Marty B, the man on the street, is in studio. Dan Marvelous Marver on our TR60 hotline. Marty B, take it away, buddy.
Okay, Jerry, thank you. You know, I want to reminisce a little bit right now. As we look back in history, this date, 45 years ago, President Richard Milhouse Nixon was granted a pardon by then-President Gerald Ford. A full, free, and absolute pardon of any and all offenses committed between July 20th, 1969, through August 9th of 1974. And I'll never forget that exact day when he got on their airplane and I think went back to Yoba Linda. That was incredible. But 45 years ago today, so I just had to bring that to your attention.
Mm.
And furthermore, in this is something you might not recall. In 2001, President Ford received the Profile in Courage Award for putting the country first and his own political ambitions secondary.
Oh, wow.
Many speculate that this is probably why he lost the election to mm-hmm. Jimmy Carter, but I will always hold him in very high esteem for putting the country first.
There you go. There you go.
On another note, folks, there's something coming up, and I don't want you to miss it. The Chicago Gourmet Festival, Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th of September, over in Millennial Park. Folks, you went, that's good. We'll talk about it after the fact. But you will not experience a better food and wine show anywhere in this country. It's going to be phenomenal. Unfortunately, I've got some good and bad news. I understand the tickets for Saturday are sold out, but there are still tickets for Sunday, but you got to act right away. Go to ChicagoGourmet.com and get a couple of those tickets. I promise you, you're going to have a marvelous time. Now, also, too, there are some other ancillary events that you will see on the website there. There's encore activities that are going on during the evenings. On September the 26th, over at the Theater on the Lake, they have a comedy show and featuring wonderful hors d'oeuvres. On the 28th, oh, my God, Jerry, the chili cook-off.
Get out of here.
And Chicago's finest firefighters will be the judges.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I love that chili cook-off.
Oh, those are great fun. And also on that same night, they're going to have a hamburger hop. Best burgers anywhere.
Oh, man.
Now, that's for me.
Marty, I'm getting hungry already.
Oh, I knew you would be.
And you know what, Marty? I'm got to cut you short because we got to go up to Miller Park. You're talking about food. Yep. You're talking about eating. You go up to Miller Park, you can get yourself a nice brat. You can get yourself some nice kraut. You can get yourself some nice curds or whatever. And we know the marvelous one is up there, Dan Marver. He took in the Cubs game. Well, the Milwaukee Brewer game, defeating the Cubs. Marvelous. What was your thoughts, your reaction to this series between these two teams?
Well, quickly, as you know, the Cubs lost 8-5. The key blow was a 3-run homer by Tyler Austin. Now, the supposed strength of the Cubs is the starting pitching, but today Lester gave up 8 runs in his start in place of Hendricks. And, you know, you think Council's a great manager. You know what he does that's great? He says, Yelich, go hit. Hater, go pitch.
That's it.
He's not out managing anybody. He just has those two guys have been the key. So, you know, when they put Hader in with a lead, it's over. And Yelich is unbelievable. But now they're only a game and a half ahead of Arizona, 2 games ahead of Milwaukee, 2 games ahead of Philadelphia, and now 4.5 behind St. Louis. So it's looking pretty bleak with those 7 games left with St. Louis.
Yeah.
So the Cubs fans have reason to be nervous. And even if they make the playoffs, like you say, 1 game against Scherzer will be kind of a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But marvelous, you didn't get a chance to see this because you were up in Miller Park, but they showed on the telecast Joe Maddon is trying to figure out if he's going to take Lester out the game. He's looking at the lineup cards. He's got everybody in the dugout. Everybody's got the lineup card looking and saying, what do we do? They're looking at each other. What do we do? I don't know. What should we do? It was hilarious. It was unbelievable. So he's pulling straws, man. He's trying to figure this thing out.
Well, it's getting tough because, of course, Addison Russell is hit above the neck today with a pitch.
Oh, my
and
God.
Baez is out. Yep.
Yeah.
He had to leave the game. So now they have Bodie playing short. So they do have a lot of injuries with Kimbrel also. Bryant didn't play. Rizzo's probably still a little banged up. But Hayward did hit a homer, so that's optimistic for his recovery from that terrible slump.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He was like 0-31 before he eventually got a hit. The Cubs are struggling. They're a mash unit, and unfortunately, I don't see them making the playoffs. Hey, Marvelous Ones, we apologize. It's the fastest hour in sports conversation, as you well know, so we got to spring you, my good friend. But we'll see you next week, okay?
see in the studio. I'll be at the Pirates Cubs game, but hopefully it won't be an extra inning game, and I'll be there.
Sounds good. The marvelous one, Dan Marver, calling from Miller Park up in Milwaukee, where the Cubs were 8-5 losers to the Milwaukee Brewers, and they're slowly losing ground in the NL Central. Before we out of here, it is the fastest hour. I got to say, hey, listen, the Bears lost 10-3 against the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. We know that. The Rewind Sports 60 has partnered up with Cirinello's Ristorante Italiano up in Wheeling on the corner of Lake Cook Road and Milwaukee Avenue. We're going to have a meet and greet dinner event beginning Tuesday the 10th and every Tuesday throughout the regular season for the Chicago Bears. Our first guest is the guy who scored 3 points against the Green Bay Packers. Your kicker, Eddie Pinero, will be at Cirinello's this Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. with yours truly to have dinner. Come on out. Go to the website of Cirinello's Ristorante Italiano. It's only $29.95, a buffet, all you can eat. Come on out. Your kicker, Chicago Bear cooker, Eddie Pinero, will be in the house. And next Saturday, the 14th, our Monster Education Foundation 5K, third annual 5K run. Come on out. Go to MonsterEducationFoundation.org, MonsterEducationFoundation.org, and sign up. On behalf of the man on the street, Marty B., and, of course, Vital Blue for being on board with us, the marvelous one, Dan Marver, and we have to say thanks to Autograph Run and Steve Gassman here in the studio. This has been another edition of the Rewind Sports 60. Folks, have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your week, and hope to see you at Cirinello's on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. And hopefully, go Cubs. Gabe Salgado, take it away, buddy.
Deanna 60 Sports Update.
In the White Sox 5-1 win over the Los Angeles Angels on Sunday, a couple of players achieved some career milestones. First baseman Jose Abreu hit a solo home run in the third inning. It was his 31st homer of the year, and it was good enough for the 600th run batted in of his career. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, rookie shortstop Danny Mendick, who was added to the roster as part of September call-ups, hit a solo home run of his own, and it turned out to be the first major league home run of his career. After the game, White Sox interim manager Joe McGeering talked about the hard work that Mendick has put in to get to this point.
Could not be happier for him. Cheers to the scouting department, player development, and Danny Mendick. You know, he's a real confident kid that believes in his ability and the capability of playing all three infield positions and to go in the outfield. Played a great shortstop today.
This update is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, and I'm Gabe Salgado from Guaranteed Rate Field for the Rewind Sports 60 and WCBT 820 Chicago.
The preceding program, the Rewind Sports 60, is sponsored by Jerry Riles and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.